When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 945, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to send in an audio question, the short link is oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call and leave a message at 61-I-LOVE-OHD. I thank you so much in advance for sending in your questions. I love listening to and answering them. Let's get to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My name is Johnny, and let me first say that I love your podcast, and I love how I can trust your responses and insights during the Friday Q&A sessions. I have a follow-up question regarding one of your older episodes, episodes 635, when you talked about the safety of artificial sweeteners. You mainly talked about sugar alcohols, such as erythritol, but when I looked at the ingredients list of some common diet sodas and sugar-free gums, I found that they contain many other artificial sweeteners, such as stevia, aspartame, and sucralose. I was wondering if consuming these common non-sugar alcohol artificial sweeteners have any known harmful side effects. Thank you.
Hi, Johnny. Thank you for your question, and thank you so much for your kind words. I am so glad you appreciate the Friday Q&A episodes. Between you and me, it's my favorite time of the week, too. Now, you're right. I have talked about the health effects of sugar alcohols in the past. I may have even talked about aspartame, stevia, and sucralose in the past, but even if I had, the science changes so fast sometimes, it's worth revisiting. Now, when I was a health educator for a weight loss program, we would always tell our patients that if they wanted to satisfy their sweet craving, diet soda and other foods with so-called alternative sweeteners were a good option. This was especially true for those with diabetes. So why would we recommend the consumption of artificial sweeteners? Well, it was because these foods typically had no or very few calories and no real sugar. This means that we were allowing them to consume as many sodas and sugar-free hard candies as they would like, and yet it would satisfy their sweet craving, but they wouldn't have to worry about getting off track with their weight loss or blood sugar goals. Now, we would warn them about the potential laxative effects of sugar alcohols, but other than that, these foods were considered quote-unquote free foods, which means they were free to consume as much as they wanted. But was that really the best advice? Now, there are so many alternative sweeteners available at the local market right now, it's hard to keep track. While some of them have been sold commercially for decades, others are rookies and are newer to the game. What we're learning is not all of these sugar substitutes are created equal. Get it? You know, because equal is one type of sugar substitute. Okay, I'll stop. But let's actually talk about equal as a sugar substitute, along with Splenda and stevia. And I'll start with stevia first. Stevia is sometimes, but not often, called Rebiana. This sweetener comes in different forms like Truvia, Purvia, and Sweetleaf. Now, each is a little different in their chemical compositions. Stevia itself comes from the leaves of the Yerba Dulce plant. For now, it's generally recognized as safe to consume. This means that at this time, there's not enough evidence to show that stevia consumption may harm us. But I should mention that there are some studies that have shown stevia may lead to genetic mutations, but these studies were performed in a lab and not with actual living, breathing human beings. So even though stevia is recognized as safe to consume at this time, stay tuned for more research. Now, what about Equal? Equal is also known as NutraSweet. Now, both of these products, NutraSweet and Equal, are made of aspartame. You'll find Equal or NutraSweet fairly commonly in diet sodas. The Harvard School of Public Health found an association between diet soda consumption and cancer in men, meaning as men consume more diet soda that contained Equal or NutraSweet, their risk of cancer also went up. They believe this is due to the fact that our bodies convert aspartame to something called formaldehyde. Formaldehyde may sound familiar. This is what coroners use to preserve human bodies after they have passed on. Turns out, formaldehyde is also a known carcinogen, or cancer-causing agent. So at this time, it's probably best to limit your consumption of Equal and NutraSweet. I know you didn't ask about this ingredient specifically, but since, in my experience, many people confuse Equal and NutraSweet with Sweet and Low, I felt like I should mention this one as well. Sweet and Low is often used because it's 350 times sweeter than sugar, so a little goes a long way. Different scientific sources have found that there's an increased risk for cancer with consumption of Sweet and Low. Moving on to Splenda, which is also known as sucralose. Now, this one's relatively new to the market, and some health agencies feel that we should consume this with caution. So we may not need to avoid it completely, but there are some concerns about long-term consumption. Splenda, or sucralose, is made by reacting sucrose, which is a type of sugar, with chlorine. There are some concerns that sucralose alters our microbiome, or the health and variety of the good bacteria in our gut. And we know that once the microbiome is involved, the health effects could range greatly, from altering the regulation of body weight to the incidence of inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, and the absorption and metabolism of foods and nutrients by the body. So it's advised that folks shouldn't get more than 5 milligrams of Splenda or sucralose per kilogram of body weight. So a 150-pound person who weighs 68 kilograms shouldn't consume more than 340 milligrams of Splenda per day. Each individual packet of Splenda contains about 12 milligrams of sucralose. So the bottom line is, the only sugar substitutes that would be considered safe to use on a regular basis at this point are sugar alcohols and possibly stevia. Now, while the others don't need to be avoided completely except for Sweet and Low, it would be wise to limit your consumption. And going back to my story at the beginning, given this information, telling my patients to substitute diet soda for regular soda anytime in any quantities they wished may have been a bit short-sighted. Now, I should mention something about natural sugars found in foods. Natural sugars found in foods likely don't pose the same health risks, but the key here is to consume minimally processed foods. Think about fruit, for example. Fruits can be high in sugar, but they also contain fiber, which has two effects on the body. One, it slows down the body's absorption of those sugars, and two, the fiber acts as a prebiotic in that it can help our gut grow more helpful bacteria and promote a healthy microbiome. When foods are processed, they are often stripped of their fiber content, and the result is a food that is no longer as nutritious. It ends up becoming a source of sugar and not much else. So when foods are processed, they are often stripped of their fiber content, and the result is a food that is no longer as nutritious. It ends up becoming a source of sugar and not much else. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Johnny. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. You might have this burning health-related question that's been nagging at you for a while, and if that's the case, call in your question and I'll get around to answering it for you. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Thank you for listening all the way through. And I want to wish my brother Justin of Optimal Living Daily fame a very happy early birthday. And I'll see you back here on Monday in March, where your optimal life awaits.